This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's a senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message.
Hello. Today, Kakra begins a series titled Rendezvous. Let's join him as he introduces this message.
Today, we're going to turn the Bible to Luke chapter 2. The Bible says in Luke chapter 2, verse 1, it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. Wow. The Bible says that there was a king called Caesar Augustus, and he sent out the decree, and he said, the whole world should be taxed. I mean, I wonder why they said the whole world. That could not have been the whole world. The only significant event, one of the significant events that Luke leaves out, is the wise men. So I want to read that one. But I'll read one from Matthew chapter 2. Luke doesn't talk about the wise men. It talks about the wise men, but very briefly. Matthew chapter 2 verse 11 says, and when they were come to the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The Bible says one of the significant things that also happened when Jesus was born was that these wise men, they came from the east. And when they came, they didn't come just empty-handed. The Bible says they came with gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh, because they had heard that a Savior had been born. Here ends the reading of my scriptures. More will follow soon. Put your hands together for Jesus. More will follow soon. Amen. When you walk with God for a while and you understand the way the Holy Spirit moves, one thing that you realize is that God puts his blessings in locations, places. That is why, as a Christian, you cannot just get up and go anywhere or live anywhere or work anywhere. The reason is that places are connected to your blessings. So sometimes, some people are struggling because they are wrongly placed. God selects locations to bless you. In Job chapter 28 verse 1, Job said, there is a vein for silver and there is a place for gold where they find it or where they refine it. For example, if you come to Ghana and you are looking for gold, it is found in particular locations. Gold cannot be found all around the country. If you go to Obuasi, that is where you find gold. So, the same thing happens in the realm of the spirit. In the realm of the spirit, most of the time, your blessings are tied to a particular location. So, for you to access that blessing, you must be found at that location. One day somebody wrote to me, I had a friend, you know, who lives in England. And he didn't have a job and so many things happening and we were chatting. And I said to him, I believe in my spirit that you are wrongly placed. I said, you are not supposed to be here. You are supposed to be in Ghana. No amount of prayer can help you. So instead of praying and disturbing God's ears, all I have to do is to change my location. That's all I have to do. And it's done. I mean, I have my twin brother. My twin brother lives in America. And he's a lawyer for an oil company in America. Sometimes people ask me, how come you and your twin brother don't live at the same place? My children ask me that, Daddy, how come you don't live in America and your twin brother lives in America? Because we want to go and live there. But because sometimes when I take them to visit my twin brother, they really enjoy it. They like going to the mall. They like going out. So they always ask me, why don't you come and live here? And I tell them, here, Ghana, is the best place for me. Everywhere I go, I will not survive. I said, it's the best place. But do you know how it happened? You know, when I finished my first degree, my twin brother and I, we both did our first degree here. And my dad said he wanted us to do our postgraduate in America. So my twin brother went to study law postgraduate in America. And I was going to study architecture postgraduate. And I was there in America, getting ready to organize myself to go for my, whatever, studies. Then I had a vision. God appeared to me in the vision. I was in Washington, D.C. at that time. I was a young man. And he said to me, you are in the wrong place. He said, until you move to Kumasi, you will never do well. From Washington, D.C. to Ejusu. He said to me, I saw it clear. And he was laughing. He said, you are lost. So all the Lord was telling me was that I was wrongly placed. So I called my dad and I said to him, I am leaving this place tomorrow. When I had the vision, I left the following day. He said, why? I didn't tell him that I had a vision. I just said, I don't like this place. That's all. So he said to me, well, if you don't like the place, you can leave. And the reason why I left the following day was that at that time, I had the faith and the energy to leave. If I stayed maybe 48 hours, maybe the energy and the faith would disappear. So sometimes when God tells you something, he gives you a certain time, space, where he grants you grace. Ezra 9:8 says, now for a little time and space, grace has been shown from the Lord our God. When God grants you the grace to do something within a limited time, do it! Because the grace can lift. Within 24 hours, I was out of the place. If I had not left, I would not be standing here today preaching to you. I was wrongly placed. That is why God said to Abraham in Genesis 12:1, get thee out of your country and your kindred and your father's house unto a land that I will show you. Location. He said, Abraham, where you are, your blessing is not there. You are wrongly placed. Then he said, if you move to that location, he said, I will bless you. I will make your name great and you shall be a blessing. But if you remain in this location, it doesn't matter what you do. I can't bless you because your gold is found in the land of Canaan. So Abraham didn't need more prayer meetings. He just needed a change in location. Same thing happened to Israel. In Jeremiah chapter 28, verse 1, God said, it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken unto the Lord thy God, the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I commanded this day, that all these blessings shall come upon thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. God said to Israel, if you obey me, I will bless you. But there were other conditions. In verse 8 it said, the Lord shall command his blessings upon thee, upon thy storehouses, and upon all that thou settest thy hand to do in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. In the land. Obedience was not enough. It was obedience plus location, that means blessings chase you. He said you can be obedient, But if you are not in that land, he said, the blessings won't come. Same thing God said to Joshua. In the book of Joshua, after the death of Moses, Joshua 1:1, it came to pass, the Lord spoke unto Joshua, Moses' minister. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, arise and go over this Jordan, thou and all these people, unto the land which I shall show you. Verse 3, he said, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. Joshua was outside the land. Here was the land, but you have to cross the Jordan. Then God said to Joshua, you are wrongly placed. He said, there is a river between you and the land. You are close, but that is not the land. Then God said to him, from the wilderness, even unto this Lebanon. Lebanon was a range of mountains. Unto the great river, the river Euphrates. All the land of the Hittites. Unto the great sea. Unto the going down of the sun shall be your coast. He said, he described the land. He said, these are the boundaries of the land. He said, move from where you are into that land. He said, when you go there, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, I will be with you. I will not fail you, nor forsake you. Put your hands together for Jesus, give him glory. He was on the wrong side of the river.
Thanks for joining us. Tune in tomorrow for the continuation of this message.
If you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you want to give your life to Jesus, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, healed of hepatitis B. I just received this yesterday and I was reading it. It says, dear pastor, I ask you to pray for me to be healed from hepatitis B. You prayed for me and I'm happy to inform you that I went to the hospital for checkup. And after a series of tests, the doctor confirmed that there is no trace of hepatitis B virus in my body. I am totally healed. Put your hands together for Jesus. Wow, with God, all things are possible.
Christmas is a season of joy, love, and giving. Celebrate this Christmas season by giving your family and friends a gift that will last a lifetime. Uplift them and equip them to face the coming year with faith, hope, and joy. Do it in a special way with these wonderful books by Kakrabaden. The invitation will help them discover their earthly and spiritual assignment. Cryptocurrency will put money in their pockets, and energy drink will recharge their whole being with the power of God's Word. For a limited time only, grab all three books for 120 CDs or two for 90 with free delivery within all 16 regional capitals in Ghana, plus a free full-length audio message of your choice. For our international customers, we've got you covered. Get all three books for $30 or two for $18.99 with free delivery, plus a free full-length audio message of your choice. Still, for this festive season, buy any three or more full-length audio messages and get up to 20% off your purchase with instant delivery to your mobile devices. Each audio message will come with a special Christmas prayer by Kakrabaden for your loved ones. Order by email at info@kakrabaden.org. Order on WhatsApp by sending promo to +233 55 790 10. That's +233 55 790 10. Or feel free to call us on +233 24921 7272. That's +233 24921 7272. Don't wait. Take advantage of this awesome offer and get your gifts delivered just in time for Christmas. This offer is valid from the 1st to the 22nd of December, 2023. Remember, terms and conditions apply. Make this Christmas truly special with Kakrabaden. Wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 75 75 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you.